And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, I'm Beth Smith from VeralDana. The new I-9 form was specifically designed to be easier and more transparent than the old form, but there are still many situations that come up that can pose challenges for human resources. For example, if your company has unpaid interns who get nothing of value other than experience, USCIS has taken the position that you do not need to complete the I-9 form for those unpaid interns. If you're self-employed, you're not required to complete the I-9 form unless you're part of a larger organization, such as a corporation or partnership. As has always been the case, any policies you adopt around completing an I-9 form must be uniformly applied and should follow the guidance available at the USCIS website. For example, I-9 forms do not have to be kept in a separate, locked location away from personnel files, but should be readily available in case of an audit. Finally, any time is a good time to initiate a self-audit of your I-9 forms, since any correction that needs to be made is better made by you as the result of a self-audit than made as the result of a government audit. For any other questions regarding I-9 forms, please feel free to contact a member of the VeralDana Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.